This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Philip P. Bliss is the writer of this song. He wrote it at the request of Fleming H. Revell, who was going to produce a new periodical called Words of Life. He not only gave Bliss the title, but a scripture reference as well out of John 6, 66 to 68. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. From this, Philip Bliss gave us, Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a mixed bag today. started off with rain, and then that stopped, and then it was foggy, and now it's trying to sunshine.
Yeah, we're getting all of the mailman kind of stuff. Well, no, we haven't had hail or snow or sleet, so I take that back.
No, we're gonna kind of leave that out.
Yeah,
just leave
it's
that
the good weatherman kind of
completely
day.
Out.
Well, 2 years ago today. We had snow.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a picture. I guess you can go back and look in your memories. And so, yeah, we had snow.
Okay.
And I was looking. There was an article. Well, okay, let me just give you both of the whole gist of this.
Okay.
There's a big Arctic cold front that's coming our way.
Right.
But we don't think it's going to actually get to us because it's just not going to drop far enough south. It will affect folks, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it'll go north of us, is what they're saying. And Alan Huffman is a meteorologist that we follow around here along with other sources, and he's pretty spot on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there had been some chatter last week about maybe some freezing rain or ice for us.
Yeah.
So we've been watching that. But the latest from Alan Huffman was a wet, cool week ahead, with the wintry precip likely staying west and north of our region. And then he did tag, although watching for Sunday.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
I kind of saw that extended look into Sunday morning.
The tag for Sunday. So we'll cover that. Yeah. But New York, normally New York has quite a bit of snow, but they have yet to receive what they call measurable snow.
In New York City.
In New York City, let me clarify, because they had the huge storm, bomb
Buffalo,
cyclone.
Buffalo and all that,
This is New York City, Central Park. That I'll even be more specific. The official measuring station in Central Park has yet to observe at least 1/10 of an inch of snow. And to put that in perspective, if you lay two dimes on top of each other, that's a tenth.
Yeah.
And they say that this will break the record because they have gone, it's been since 1973 that they've gone this far, the 29th of January. So today they break the all-time record.
Wow.
They're still waiting on snow in Central Park in New York City.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you're used to kind of having that throughout the winter and you get used to it all through, you know, I like it. I like it when it comes. It's pretty. It lasts a while. And I like it when it leaves, all probably within 24 hours of each other.
Yeah.
You know,
like on a Friday night, if you don't have plans on Saturday, let it snow Friday night. Saturday morning, the kids can play.
Yeah.
It can all melt off Saturday afternoon, and the roads are dry for Sunday morning church.
Hey, I mean, you know, I know we're just giving God our shopping list and say, hey, we want it this way. You know, but then again, you know, and I get it, and snow is fun. It's pretty, and it's but then again, the stuff that they're looking at, from what I'm told, this Arctic blast, which they're talking about, not the fun kind, because you've got dropping temperatures, but it's coming in as rain and freezing rain, and you know, and it's going to, they're looking at an ice storm, I think, in Dallas.
Yeah.
Supposed to be like over the period of 4 days, they're looking like up to 3/4 of an inch of ice.
And there won't be a line standing if you get that much.
Yeah. If it stays cold like that and it piles on and piles on and piles on, they're going to have serious problems all the way up from, I think they said, Dallas all the way to Memphis.
Yep.
So again.
And they're talking that not only the moisture, but they say that that Arctic blast that's coming is putting millions at risk of frostbite in the plains and Midwest. They say that wind chill warnings are in effect from the northern Rockies through the northern plains and upper Midwest. Frostbite and hypothermia can set in as little as 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they say that in some cases you can start it in 60 seconds.
Wow.
They're looking at 20 to 30 degrees below average. That's not...
No.
Well, that's below average, and their average is...
And their average is like 10.
Yeah, so so please pray for the folks that are being affected by this. It could be very serious in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened out in, you know, Texas. God bless the folks when they were... They had a winter event that came, took out power. The wind turbines wouldn't turn.
It was so cold, and with the wind, all the icing of the turbines and everything, they weren't operating. And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, it was major damage done to the power grid.
Pipes burst. Yeah. People were burning furniture because they were, you know, if they had the ability to, you know, in a fireplace, it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Now, I'm not saying that's coming again. Just saying, please pray for the folks in the middle part and the upper part of the country.
I saw a brother Lamar. He was putting on his parka and stuff, getting ready to go out to church. I think they said it was like -6.
Wow.
Wanted if anybody wanted to go walking with him to go
him
on the way over to the sanctuary.
They're in Watertown,
South Dakota, and it was already -6. And I'm thinking, God bless y'all. Gotta love it.
I know they're called there. I'm not complaining at all about their weather. Please don't take it like that. But I appreciate their faithfulness.
It's like Brother Jeremy in Mongolia, where they were talking about. He said that there were nights that, you know, the wind chill got down to like -40, and the temperatures were -40, and they were having to run 3 wood heaters.
Wow.
In the house just to keep it warm.
Three
yeah. wood heaters. And their house is not that big.
Yeah.
So.
Well, temperatures like that.
I mean, of course, they when you have those kind of temperatures. But yeah. also, they're looking at wind chills. I think they were talking up wind chills in the Dakotas, the North Dakotas, and over in that direction, in that neighborhood. Wind chills, minus 30, minus yeah. 20, minus 30. And that's in the daytime.
Mm, that's so, the hot part
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah. So
and I think of Brother David Youngblood, and a picture when I think of Brother Youngblood, yeah. a picture that comes to mind is he's out blowing snow trying to get ready for church, and his beard
yeah.
is completely frozen.
Yeah.
He's on it, the snowblower, or pushing it or whatnot. But my. I'm thinking of Brother Youngblood. We had missions, our Faith Promise Sunday yesterday.
Yeah, yes.
And we, through technology, Brother David Youngblood joined us from Alaska. And we had Brother Jeremy mm-hmm. from Mongolia.
Yeah.
We had Brother Timothy from the Philippines. And we had Brother Robert Murray from Bolivia. And a little side note, Brother Timothy asked during his time, he was sharing with the congregation, he asked a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife put it on social media, so I'm assuming it's yeah. great to go ahead and say, but they had been asking for prayer for Miss Jira's father,
mm-hmm.
who's not been doing well and is at the point, if God doesn't intervene, he's not long for this world.
Right.
And they were asking yesterday, he said, I don't want to divert from, you know, Mission Sunday. He said, but we have a prayer request. And he said, would you pray that God would give him clarity and give them time to give him a clear presentation
mm-hmm.
of the gospel? Because he was not a believer.
Right.
Well, I got news late last night, this morning, that Jira, his daughter, had a time to go talk to him.
My goodness.
And he had that moment of time.
What about that?
And he got born again.
Hallelujah.
And wow,
mm.
just the evidence of things.
Mm.
Yeah, so hope for, or not
yeah.
seen.
Yeah.
But so hallelujah for that answer to prayer.
Yeah.
We don't see it like that a lot.
No.
But God's able, and I sure am thankful for that good news.
Yes,
there hallelujah. From the Philippines.
What a blessing to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, so hallelujah for that. And prayer request, would you remember a 27-year-old that
yeah.
Had cancer apparently in her younger life, maybe in middle/high school time,
mm-hmm.
and had quite extensive treatment at that time, and so went into remission. She's 27 now, and the cancer's come back with somewhat of a vengeance, and it's in her throat, larynx, and tongue, and she's having surgery on the 15th of February.
Okay.
And they're just asking for folks to pray.
Yeah.
So if you would remember this lady.
We had a lady call in earlier today wanting us to pray. She was had lost a lot of family members recently, and she was in the hospital. She herself was in the hospital over the weekend, having to deal with some of those kind of issues, and so wanted the church family to pray. So there's a lot of prayer requests out there.
Yeah.
We over to your left, there's a list of folks I think came in over the weekend, several objects of prayer that have been mentioned that was left for me when I got here this morning. An answer to prayer. Here's a lady that was once completely blind, saying now that she's being able to see out of one eye.
Good.
And then another one's having financial issues, wanted folks to pray. An elderly couple with COVID, a gentleman with a stroke, and also a daughter with cancer out of God's will, wanting folks to pray. And, when we talk about prayer, folks, I'm a big proponent of prayer. I've watched God work in great miracles, just like yesterday. We get the great report. And then there's times, you know, when God answers in his time.
That's right.
And it is all his time.
Amen.
But we never take it for granted, and it's always appropriate, always
Amen.
Appropriate to come before the throne of grace. I'm glad that there's a lot of things happened on the day that the Lord was crucified. And now when he was hanging on the cross and he cried, "It was finished." And that earthquake, it happened. There was an action that took place as he faced toward the temple while he hung there at Calvary. And looked through as he was looking through the Damascus gate, he could see the opening to the temple. Mm-hmm. And there was the high priest standing there getting ready at the evening oblation, getting ready to take that lamb and sacrifice it for Passover at the evening oblation. And God said, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's finished. And he took his finger. And I believe, you see, you say, preacher, it doesn't say this. I believe the Bible says that the veil,
yeah,
the veil was rent from top to bottom,
yeah,
in twain.
Yeah.
And I'm perfect. In my spiritual eye, I see God taking his finger as it was stretched out on a cross and reached over and tore that veil in half from the top to bottom.
Yeah.
Because in behind that veil is the mercy,
yeah,
seat.
And
God says, no more.
That's right.
No more. You have access.
Right.
The door's open.
Yeah.
And you can come anytime, anywhere, any place.
Amen.
With your need, whatever your need, Jesus says, I'm that. And you can come boldly, not arrogantly,
no,
boldly,
yeah,
before the throne of grace. You've been given direct access to the throne of God. And I'll be honest with you, I tell this as it is a serious note. I say it seriously, but it has, I don't have to go talk to a knothead through a knot hole.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard it put like that before.
I can go to the throne of grace.
That's right.
And I can make my petitions known. And isn't it such a blessing?
Yeah.
Isn't it such a blessing to know that Jesus made a way?
Amen.
Midway had two young souls get saved yesterday.
Amen.
There at their church. What a blessing. We had wonderful. I had a visitor yesterday come to the altar yesterday morning. I'd never seen her before, day in my life.
Mm.
Come with another young girl who's in recovery, and they come to the altar and prayed. We had a wonderful service last night. One Step Closer. Folks are shouting and singing and praising the Lord. You know, and I played that song early this morning. I played that song by the Collinsworth family about, I feel like something good's about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I believe it could be the Lord coming back.
I'm for it.
And I'm for it. So
here, Brother Rudy Smith and the folks at Sinai,
yeah,
they've had a time, and I know that meeting was extended a bit. I don't know. Have you heard?
I haven't heard.
If anybody has the details on that, they may have closed out, but they had Brother Barry Rackley there. And again, I heard they have just been having
the youth
time.
Meeting at Wahoo. They had a meeting. Yeah. They had a meeting last week. I heard that was wonderful.
Yeah.
God moved in that meeting as well.
Yeah.
And so we're praising the Lord, thanking God for the soul saved, answer to prayer, but
Amen.
Also we're bringing these petitions before the Lord. And know that for sure, that when you call, we're praying.
Amen.
Without a doubt. We got the list. We continue to pray.
Yeah.
And our speaking of prayer, I imagine it'd be all right to say this right now. You know, we're only a few days away. I say a couple because they're going by fast.
Yeah.
27 days to Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
And our prayer today, our special object was that we would, you help us pray that God would meet the financial needs and the physical needs of housing folks. We got a lot of folks coming in, and we got a lot going on here on the grounds, and we're trying to do what the Lord would have us do to help get all these folks in here for Share-a-thon. So you help us pray about that.
I appreciate we're looking, got folks going to be in the campground and folks at the hotel, and folks here and there that are traveling a good ways to be with us. So we're excited.
Okay, there's our answer. Yeah. Sinai starts there week number 3.
All right.
Tonight at 7:30, Brother Barry Rackley still preaching. Wow, what a blessing.
I've heard it's been something.
Oh,
now, Barry Rackley, I've never heard him miss. I mean, every message I've ever heard him preach,
you're exactly
was
right,
just something.
Yeah.
And he's been there, and they started, I guess, January.
So that was the week of the, so let's see, that would have been the week of the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're continuing through the 3rd, which is Friday?
Yeah, that'll be Friday, so be praying for
all this week, and if you can go be with them, I know they would love to have you.
7:30.
It's not hard to find.
No.
It's in Pickens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you just follow directions when you get into Pickens, you can go. It's not far. It's not hard at all. Signs are right there when you come into downtown.
Yeah.
You just follow the signs of the church.
Yeah, yep. you're going to, I don't know left or right which way you're coming, but it's easy to find, and they'll treat you so good.
Yeah.
So please remember that meeting and be there if you can.
Yeah. 1524, they say that we have a faithful deacon in our church who never failed to request prayer for his lost father. His father was 85 years old and lay dying in a hospital with cancer, and the doctor met with the family to let them know that they were about to put mm-hmm. their father under total sedation because of the pain. In a few more minutes, about 10 minutes, the family had prayer with him one last time, and his father let the family know that he got gloriously saved less than 5 minutes before he was sedated, and he passed the following day.
Mm.
We rejoice in the testimony of the Lord's long-suffering and mercy.
Amen. Yeah.
Just give a moment of lucidity so they can just hear the gospel and hear the prayers. I'm telling you, folks, sometimes it's just so hard to sit here and compose yourself when you hear these stories. And there's such a blessing, folks, and we're thanking God right now for all of these answers to prayer.
Amen.
It's such a testimony.
Every single one of them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Mercy. That'll help you.
That's exactly right. I'm like brother Bradley says, you know, that'll hope you.
Yeah,
you know,
that it will.
It'll hope.
Sometimes that hope's just a step beyond help.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the Bible word for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping.
Yeah.
Hoping. That's a scriptural word. I mean, that's, and you know, we get our help from that word, hoping.
Yep.
And it'll hope you.
A lot of folks want to think that's just kind of mountain talk, you know?
No.
No. When he's hoping you.
Well, I say this when I'm preaching. I read that phrase in there where the scripture says, for I reckon.
Yeah.
That the trials of this. Paul knew what mountain folk were talking about. Paul said, for I reckon.
Yeah.
Even the word victuals is in the Bible.
Yeah.
The word victuals.
Yeah.
That's where we get our word victuals from. Victuals. Yeah, God knew how to talk to us mountain people. He sure did.
Yeah. So,
amen. 0770, shouting glory.
Amen.
Over the text line. What a blessing.
Amen. He's worthy, and it excites me to hear of all that God is doing.
Yeah.
And I trust that you'll be praying for these different prayer requests and for the meeting going on there at Sinai and for others. We're looking forward to what God's going to do.
Yeah.
Come with your cup turned up, as I've heard it said many times. And
yep.
I promise if you do, you'll never go away.
Mm-mm.
Where the Lord's not put something in it.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of times it's overflowing.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you praying with us for Share-a-thon. And I also want to say a happy birthday right here. Pastor Chris Norris over mm-hmm. at Fairhaven Baptist Church.
Yeah.
God bless Pastor Norris. He's having a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
I pray it's a good one. And then Catherine Martin. Hard to believe that sweet Miss Catherine is 10 today.
How about the happy birthday?
Goodness gracious, where does time go? But happy birthday, Miss Catherine, and also Pastor Norris. And if you know somebody else celebrating, let us know, and we'll jump in there and celebrate right along with you.
Yeah. I guess our folks down at the church, thank you for everything you did yesterday. They started early.
Because Brother Eddie has a birthday Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have a birthday coming up
Wednesday.
And you're
not going to be here on Wednesday.
I think they scheduled me a doctor's appointment and some lab tests and stuff for Wednesday. So
yay. Nothing
so
says
I've got
happy
to,
birthday
nothing,
like,
nothing.
Oh, is this a good vein?
So I've got to go and have some stuff, typical yearly stuff, and that's it's no big deal, but whoever scheduled that on my birthday for some reason, I guess it's just a good date to kind of get it all done.
Well, early happy birthday in your church.
Yeah, they did
yesterday.
Such a great thing yesterday.
Aww.
Such a blessing. They had my daughter, they kind of kept it. I had been wanting to get some of the canvas prints that your son Corey does,
mm-hmm.
and of course that's a part of Anchor Ministries here. If you ever want any, you can give Corey a call and he can set you up. But anyhow, they had placed an order for me, and took some of my favorite scripture, and had him make some for me, and they'd had them wrapped up and presented them to me yesterday at the church, and we had a wonderful meal. I got the best cooks in the country, and. The first time they were carrying my plates for me, and so I don't normally, I'll usually go last. I always want to go last. You know, preachers go last, and they made me. They wouldn't have it. They made me go first, And so, and every had all my favorite foods out there. Everything that I've ever made mention of in a sermon, they had it laying there on the table. And so I didn't have enough room. They just don't make Dixie plates big enough to put all of that on there. And it was my birthday, and I get to eat what I want and as much as I
wanted
because it was my birthday. So here I go back to the table, and I didn't have enough hands to carry everything. So they had people carrying stuff to the table. And basically, they just should have put the buffet on the table where I was sitting.
or rolling chair and let you eat your way down the aisle.
So anyway, and homemade cheesecake with all the toppings. Yeah, I'm just spoiled, I guess.
Well,
so they did that yesterday.
I pray you have a great day Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be all right. It ain't no big deal. And but
early
yeah.
happy birthday.
Yeah, and Brother Robert, I think you said
yes, Brother Jones is going to be here in the morning.
And a lot of folks, and of course we miss Brother Jones when he's away, but he's going to work for us. So
yeah, Lord willing, he gets back. I think he's flying back in today from a trip for the weekend. Could I add a prayer request? Would you pray for things going on at, I've got two, the transmitter. They're working over on Everett Farm Road.
Yeah.
New transmitter, the one that will mirror what we have and be the backup and actually help get us through if in the event of anything going on. They are working doing electrical today.
Yeah.
And so doing everything they can to get it up and running before Share-a-thon. And then the other prayer request, pray for a team that left out of here either late last night or early this morning. I'm not sure what time the plane left, but going to Puerto Rico. They were going to go and help load the Sea Hope, the ship, that's going to be taking, if I'm not mistaken, this is medical supplies.
I thought I said it was a hospital equipment and supplies.
Yeah. Going to Haiti.
Yeah.
And so would you please pray that is a lot of manual labor because they can only bring the machine so far and then everything else, you know, it's
hand-loaded
taken onto
the ship.
Even if they can make it all the way on the dock, and I don't know that they can with everything, but they'll make it as far as they can. Then it's hand-carried and loaded onto the ship.
Yeah.
So praying for that process and for safety and that the Lord just help them all.
Yeah.
That's a big undertaking, and everything's got to be so meticulous because you're trying to get everything that you can loaded on, but also weight distributed evenly. So there's a whole dynamic to loading that ship.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate the folks that went, and we'll look forward to getting a good report from them when we get back.
For sure.
Well, we'll go ahead if you want and jump in, and we'll take a look also at Carolina calendar for today and some other things.
Okay.
And if you've got something for us, 828-884-9427, or you can shoot us a quick email. That's WGCR@iCloud.com.
All right, here coming up first for our swap shop items today for sale, 137 DVDs. $25 for the lot, 877-4455, 877-4455.
And here's a ping pong table with accessories. It's in very good condition. They're asking $600, 862-4490, 862-4490.
Here's someone looking for a lift chair in good condition, reasonably priced, 828-367-8270. 367-8270.
Liberty Baptist Church in Candler is looking for a youth pastor. Interested candidates can send their resume to Pastor Derek McCarson. You can email dm4truth, and that's the number 4, dm4truth@gmail.com, or you can call 273-7991, 273-7991.
Here are some Yorkie and Terrier mix puppies. They're about 2 weeks old now, looking for a good home to take them in about 6 to 8 weeks. $200 negotiable fee to insure for a good home. 828-575-4118, 575-4118.
Kaysen Builder Supply is looking to hire several positions in Brevard and East Flat Rock. Current positions that are available include inside sales representative, CDL Class A or B driver, and also yard staff. Now, these are full-time positions, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and some half-days on Saturdays. Vacation and insurance benefits are included. You can visit their website at kaysenbuildersupply.com. Again, kaysenbuildersupply.com. buildersupply.com, and you can fill out your application online or come by one of their offices. You can also call 692-5716. 692-5716.
Also, here's another job opening. The Brevard Post Office is looking to hire three positions. A mail processing clerk shift begins at 5 a.m. Also, a rural carrier. Their flexible hours shift starts at 7 a.m. And an assistant rural carrier, and that's for the weekends and holidays. The shift begins at 9 a.m. About 20 to 40 hours a week per position. Stop by the office from 8:30 to 5 each day, or go to their website at usps.com/careers, and you can take a chance on calling their office if you like, if they can answer it for you. They're very busy. 883-9380, 883-9380.
Here's some kitchen cabinets for sale. They are the white shaker style. They have 10 wall, 8 base, and 1 pantry that's 18 by 84 inches. And you can call for the other sizes. These are from Lowe's. They're asking $2,500. 877-3099, 877-3099.
The Fairview Rest Home has openings for nurses' aides for second and third shifts. You can call Kathy or Laura at 692-1066 to inquire or apply in person at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview. Again, that number is 628-1565, and ask for Kathy or Laura.
Valentine Music is the wind-up music box, and it's $15. They also have a new bedroom lamp for $20 and a new Easter doll on a stand for $10. 883-3915, 883-3915.
And the Wheat Trade is coming to Western North Carolina Ag Center February the 24th through the 26th. If you have little ones, teens, or are expecting a little one soon, this sale offers the spring and summer seasonal clothing, toys, and so much more. Or if you have items you would like to get rid of, to consider consigning with them, you can call Wheat Trade Carolinas at 606-306-3012.
Some items here for sale. They have got McDonald's Happy Meal toys that are the newer ones. They also have, from a McDonald's that closed, they've got deep fryer and grill items. Then they have a top cover for a 65 or 66 Mustang convertible, and they're looking to buy guns, pistols, and rifles at reasonable price. 255-9033, 255-9033.
And here's for sale some used wooden pallets, $4 each for the bare wood regular duty style, and also $6 for the heavier duty blue. They're painted the blue color, so that's how you can tell the difference. Call them at 553-9709. 553-9709.
And you know, with pallets, that's kind of a very trendy home improvement item.
Mm-hmm.
You take the pallets, and if you've got a Sawzall?
Yep.
Is that the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just run it down, and it'll cut the nails, because you want it to really look what they want it to look. You want the nail head still in there.
Oh, yeah.
But then you can whitewash them or do whatever with them and make walls or just accent things. So there you go.
I see all kind of furniture stuff being made now with them. I mean,
yeah.
You get you a good heavy-duty sander and sand down all the rough edges. You can make coffee tables, raised flower beds. Some people are making fences out of them. You can use them to make fences. It's pretty cool. There's all kind of things you can use.
Yeah. So I didn't realize it was so trendy until just recently.
Yeah, for sure.
So I will say, if you don't have a good blade on your Sawzall, it's going to be kind of like painting louvered doors, which I think is like punishment.
Ever
try to paint because you go to the other side and it ran, then you do that and you go back. It's just a never-ending thing.
Yeah. Obviously, you've painted louvered doors before.
Yes. not some of my more fond memories.
No,
in life,
it's
but
not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at traffic here. Everything's looking okay, I think.
Yeah.
You kind of hate to say that sometimes.
Well, you kind of the calm before the storm kind of thing.
But even 40's looking pretty good.
Well, we did have a, not recent, but there was traffic back up early this morning there at the Jeff Bowen Bridge in Asheville, where right there at that loop. And sadly, it was the opposite loop. It wasn't the big loop where normally all the tractor trailers turn over, but it was coming off of 240 to make the loop to go back toward Inca.
Normally, on, you don't 20, see that
you don't
one.
See that, but they'd had traffic backed up there in that loop. So kind of weird this morning. But yeah, and then, but everything seems to be moving along pretty good.
Just be careful. Yeah. And we got rain coming. The forecast, so we'll kind of just touch on that. Today's nice, and it's very unseasonably warm, I think, for end of January. But we've got periods of heavy rain that could be affecting the Western Carolinas and Northeast Georgia. Mainly Thursday and Thursday night is what the latest update shows.
Yeah.
But I think the rain is supposed to start sometime maybe tomorrow-ish, afternoon.
Yeah.
And then it will just increase tomorrow night, Wednesday night, with the heaviest rain Thursday and Thursday night before sunshine returns on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you know, I know they were saying kind of watching on Sunday, they're saying partly sunny.
Yeah, I'm not, like you said, I'm not seeing it. I mean, some models were saying that we could get some moisture.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be going to get cold Saturday night.
Yeah.
Around 26, so, but cold Friday night, 23.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm thankful.
But those aren't
the
coldest temperatures we've had so far. I mean, that.
No, we're not Christmas cold.
No. I will remember that for a good little while, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you
that
don't
was
see
just,
negative two or three on the thermometer that often.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Well, I saw something that I thought was interesting, and I didn't realize that insurance companies could do this, but I guess they can do whatever they want to. But State Farm and Progressive are saying that they are no longer going to write insurance policies for some Kia and Hyundai models between 2015 and 2019, and it's because they're so easily stolen.
That
those models between 2015 and 2019 apparently don't have the same type of electric sensors that some other year models do. And they say that those are the two most stolen vehicles, even over like the Dodge Charger and those, you know, muscle cars or ones that you would think.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, I imagine you could still get liability and all that on them, but yeah, but you know, for your comprehensive coverage
and other companies,
which is theft, you know, and other companies
would maybe do it.
Yeah,
but they said that that Hyundai and Kia said that they were working to, you know, make the newer vehicles more resistant, but apparently you're able to bypass the ignition switch really easy, and so there was a YouTuber that showed you how, or
of
these things.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said that in places like Clearwater, Florida, that Hyundai's actually offering steering wheel locks.
Wow.
So trying to help, you know, combat them being easily stolen.
Hmm.
And you and I have talked about this quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I saw a report for the first time in more than a year. Owners of traditional gas-powered cars saved more money at the pump than those driving their electric counterparts. The inflated gas prices came down at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fuel cost kind of went down.
Right.
But they say that charging the electric vehicles didn't go down.
No.
The cost to drive 100 miles in a gas-powered car dropped by more than $2 in October, November, and December.
Right.
With electricity prices, however, rising.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Well, it just costs more to make electricity.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it. The issue is, you know, now granted, there's this big effort. I saw an ad by one particular company that makes electric cars now. They're getting more advanced in regards to the charging times and all that stuff. 18 minutes or something. Yeah. It's supposed to be. I don't know whether it was, even matter of fact, I think it was even Hyundai that was saying that they could, you know, get a max charge in like 18 minutes. Well, you know, that's all well and good. But there's just, could have this discussion forever and forever and forever. Yeah. I'm just resistant to certain types of change.
And everybody's got their own right. I'm not saying good or bad on either. But here's where it came down to. The typical mid-price gas car driver, so we'll say sedans, paid about $11.29 to go 100 miles. That was their premise.
Mm-hmm.
The electric vehicle cost 31 cents more than that.
Yeah.
So...
So basically what it boils down to, is what you prefer.
Yeah.
Okay. If you prefer, then so be it. And I think that's what free market and free enterprise is all about.
Just don't force people.
Just don't do things to affect the overall economy and try to pass laws and to try to persuade people to do something that doesn't necessarily benefit in the long run just because you think it does.
Yeah, don't take my gas stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get the gas. Yeah. Don't do crazy stuff like that. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah. And here's an idea, and I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
Okay.
I can see the benefits, but I also could kind of see, the flip side here.
All right.
Lowe's. I love what Lowe's does for disasters and what they do for veterans, and I shop at Lowe's a lot. But not just Lowe's, but basically retail as a whole, they have seen an increase of 25% or more in what they call organized retail crime.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people just going in groups and ransacking, and they're not even trying to hide their face. They're not trying to, hide it. They're come in, fill their buggies, and walk out and dare you to deal with them, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Lowe's came up with this thing, and they're testing it. They showed it at one of the recent technology shows or, conferences.
Mm-hmm.
They in their, let's just say, drills and powered equipment, powered tools. There you go.
Very popular.
They put in an RFID chip. Radio frequency identity chip.
Yep.
And they say the chip is preloaded into the item with the serial number on the chip, and it's also embedded in the box's barcode so that unless that goes through a checkout and when it runs through the identification, the light that checks the thing, that actually activates the chip.
Yeah.
It will not work unless it goes through the checkout.
So the device is worthless.
It would be worthless.
It'd be worthless. It wouldn't work.
They could steal it, but it would not work. Well, now, I see definitely the positive side of that.
Yeah.
The negative side of that is that they say that once you've purchased it, the transaction would be recorded into a blockchain. And they say it doesn't involve any personal data, but it's used by retailers and law enforcement to validate and authenticate purchases. But if it's got a chip in it, are they tracking?
Because it would require whatever means of purchase to be documented when it's activated.
It would have to.
Yeah, just like if you would, for example, if you go and buy a gift card, it's not activated until a means of purchase has been applied.
Right.
So, again, that's why they have to swipe your gift card when you buy it to add money to it.
And they say to check the back and make sure it shows
how much is on the balance and all that stuff and how it was paid, be it whether it was a card or whether it was however to put money on there.
Yeah.
So tracking is a problem. Big brother watching kind of thing.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
That was my whole thought process. Again, I'm all for the manufacturers and businesses not losing money to shoplifters.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing, they post the videos. Once they do these robberies, they're not trying to hide their face. They're going in nonchalant. Many of them will look at the cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. I think last year, Henderson County, the sheriff's department, they busted a big ring. There was several people, we're talking 30-something people were involved in that theft ring. It was like organized crime.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally organized crime. Going in, buying this stuff, bringing it out, selling it at a reduced price somewhere else or whatever, going online and selling them, so on and so on.
Flea markets.
And they busted that ring over in Henderson County not long ago. So, I don't know. It's a tough battle, I guess, for retailers to try to...
And recently, there's been a couple of stories where business owners, shop owners, or even sometimes customers who are legal concealed carry permit owners or, you know, holders, they've confronted the folks that are robbing. And the one thing, okay, I don't want to make you mad before I leave today.
No, it's okay.
Let me just tell you one story,
okay,
and we'll move on. Please pray for a 19-year-old police officer out of Georgia.
Yeah, I saw it.
I know. This young man is a believer, a Christian. His name is Jacob Kersey.
Yes.
And he worked for the Port Wentworth Police Department.
Yes.
Well, on his own time, not in any kind of official capacity.
Yeah.
He just made a statement on, I'm assuming, social media.
His own.
Yeah, his
own
personal
account. Social media.
Yeah. That said, God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and his church, and that way there is no such thing as homosexual marriage. Quote, end quote, for what he posted.
Amen.
That was just what he said. Well, he got in trouble.
Yeah.
He got called by the powers that be in his department. And he was not fired, but he was told that there could be future retribution. They wanted him to take down what he said. And they wanted him not to say anything else in the future that could, any shape, form, way, or fashion, be considered offensive to anyone.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I can't do that. He said that you're setting such a dangerous precedent that if you're off duty on your own time, they're trying to tell you what you can and can't say.
Yeah.
And he said, let me see, here we go. This is his quote. I think if you compromise your integrity and your religious beliefs and your faith to win, then you've lost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he said he just could not do that.
Mm. Yeah.
So he quit.
A 19-year-old who has values probably beyond his age.
Yep.
And had to quit his job.
Yep. Because on his own personal account.
He had to quit what he wanted to do. At 19,
his whole life.
He made a decision to be a law enforcement.
As a young age.
As a young
because
man.
He was in a home that had a lot of domestic violence going on. And the officers who came to his home when he was a kid made such an impression on him, he decided that's what he wanted to do with his life.
Yeah.
But now he's having to quit.
And give up on his dream.
I'm telling you.
I think there's some good attorneys out there might be able to handle that.
I'm hoping so. Would you pray for him?
Yes.
His name is Jacob. Pray for him. And that the Lord would, pray for him. Well, folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great day.